This morning's service is going to look a little bit different than maybe what you're normally used to. We're going to talk through Luke chapter 2. So if you have your Bibles, you can open them to Luke chapter 2. And then kind of throughout this morning's service, we're also going to have some music. So that's why I'm going to sit here with my guitar, because otherwise I'd have to take it on and off and on and off again. So are you ready? Are you ready for Christmas? Do you have all of your gifts purchased and wrapped and under the tree? We're not quite ready for Christmas. We have all the gifts, but they're not wrapped. Thankfully, with our children at the age they're at, they don't quite recognize yet that there's gifts around the house, and they haven't quite seen them or discovered them yet. I like to plan. I don't like to shop at the last minute for gifts. I like to be able to think ahead and prepare for things, but my planning isn't just limited to Christmas. I like to plan. I've never been a Boy Scout, but their motto is, be prepared. And that's kind of how I live my life. I live my life prepared and wanting to make sure that I have every little thing in order. Why? Because I don't really like change, probably. I don't like it when the unexpected happens, when all of a sudden things aren't what I wanted them to be. Why? Because now I'm not prepared. I didn't come ready for this. It changes the amount of time it's going to take to do something. It changes the amount you're going to be able to get done in a day. It means that I'm forced into doing something different. And I don't always like that. I don't know what Mary and Joseph's personalities were like, but they had to endure a lot of unexpected things. First, the angel came and told Mary, you're going to have a baby. She was a little confused. How is this going to happen? The angel told her. Joseph was even more perplexed, and the biblical text tells us that he had intended to divorce Mary, to annul their relationship because she was pregnant. But the Bible tells us that an angel appeared to him as well, just as the angel had appeared to Mary and told him that it was not by any human means that this baby came to be, but it was through the Holy Spirit. And that changed Joseph's mind. Luke 2 shows how this couple had to endure more and more unexpected things. Our text, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. The first unexpected thing they had to endure was an unexpected trip. They weren't planning to travel. She was very pregnant. And they weren't planning to go anywhere. But Caesar Augustus, who was the nephew of Julius Caesar, was one of the most powerful Caesars. He transformed the world through his armies and through the roads that he built. The reason for each person to travel was because if they had a property, they would have to travel for taxation purposes. If they were an heir to anything, being of the line of David, Joseph was an heir to David's possessions, at least a small portion of them probably, and so he had to travel to Bethlehem. Mary, through her lineage, also was of the line of David. If you read through the genealogies of the Bible, and so they had to travel to Bethlehem. This was an unplanned but necessary trip. They already were trying to keep Mary's pregnancy somewhat quiet. They didn't need to be in trouble with the Roman government as well. So they made the trip so they could go and pay the taxation that they needed to. And they had to travel about 90 miles to Bethlehem. Would you join me in singing O Little Town of Bethlehem? Bethlehem was a popular travel destination. With the census being taken, it was overcrowded. It was like going to Walmart on December 24th. I don't know if you've been in stores. Stacy and I had to do some shopping yesterday because we needed groceries, and it wasn't a good day to be out. There were a lot of people everywhere. Everyone was walking around looking for things, and I imagine today is going to be just as bad. Everybody's going to be walking around, and there's those that are going to be walking around kind of just looking because they have no idea what they're looking for. I can imagine that Bethlehem was something like that, but everyone had somewhere they were going, something they were trying to do or a plan that they needed to achieve. When Mary and Joseph came into town, it was starting to get late. The cool air was starting to chill their bodies, and Mary was starting to have contractions. This was not part of their plan. We read in Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, "And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. An unexpected location. They had to endure an unexpected trip, and then they looked for somewhere to stay, and there was nowhere. They checked their relatives in Bethlehem, and none of them had any rooms available. They checked the inn. We know because there was no room there for them. And the inns of that day were just kind of little segmented rooms that people would go and sleep in. And I imagine the floors were completely packed with these travelers that were coming to Bethlehem to register. One of the innkeepers finally said, "Well, the only space we might have is where the animals are kept. At least it would be warm." All of the animals, while smelly, they'd give off lots of heat and warmth to keep them warm through the cool night. There were donkeys and mules and horses and cows and camels. Oh my. All crammed into this little room that was just meant to feed the animals and keep them out of the weather. But at least Mary and Joseph and their newborn baby would have a safe, dry, warm location to stay. Let's sing "Away in a Manger."
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The
manger, Jesus had been born. I'm sure Joseph counted all of the baby's fingers and toes, because that's kind of the first thing you start thinking about, like looking and making sure they're healthy. And Joseph I'm sure was overwhelmed by the moment, but at about that same time, just a distance outside Bethlehem, something else unexpected was happening that they would only hear about later. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Mary and Joseph had gotten some unexpected things, that had some unexpected things happen to them. But now these shepherds were out in a field and they had some unexpected news. Shepherds would take turns watching over the sheep. Some would sit there and watch and make sure there were no robbers who came or no dangerous animals who would come and try to take the sheep away, while others would sleep. All of a sudden, there was a bright light. Everyone was now awake. The glory of the Lord was everywhere, and I don't know what it looked like, but it was evident that it was the glory of the Lord to them. God's glory hadn't been with the people for over 500 years. The book of Ezekiel tells us that he sees God's glory leave the temple, and now God's glory had not been with the people. And God reveals it to these shepherds, the downcast of the society. God comes to them first, showing us that God came for all classes and all peoples. They were afraid. I'd be pretty afraid too. But the angel said, "I'm coming to give you good news of great joy." And then there was a multitude. I imagine thousands of angels fill the sky, and they could no longer hold back their enthusiasm. They could no longer hold back their joy. And they proclaim, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Then all of a sudden it was quiet. All of a silence. All of a sudden it was a hush. I imagine one shepherd reached over to the other shepherd and pinched him. "Ouch!" The other one says, "I just wanted to make sure this wasn't a dream." They looked at each other and they each knew that they just had the same experience. And with that one look, they knew they needed to go and see this child. They knew that it was an important thing to do, so they began their journey.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was too certain for shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
had been born. In Luke chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that had happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. A lot of unexpected things had happened. They'd had an unexpected trip, an unexpected location, unexpected news, and now Mary and Joseph had unexpected shepherds, unexpected visitors came to see them. I don't think they had any idea of what the shepherds had just seen. These shepherds in their rough outfits, maybe carrying sheep with them. I don't know. That's how the nativities portray them, carrying the little lambs over their shoulder. We don't know, but these shepherds came. They couldn't carry all their sheep, so they abandoned their sheep. These shepherds who were out in the field left their sheep because this was more important than their work. This was more important than their income. This was more important than their livelihood. So they left. They started walking. They started traveling. They needed to go see in what these angels had told them about. They knew it was going to be an amazing sight. They began walking towards Bethlehem, and I can imagine they sang something like this.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountain did reply, echoing their joyous strain.
A lot of unexpected things that happened. In Luke chapter 2, verses 17 and 20, he says, "And when they saw it, they came, they did the journey from outside of Bethlehem, and they found the baby lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, just as the angel had told them. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that it had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them." The Bible tells us, "But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they heard and had seen, and it had been told to them, as it had been told to them." There was unexpected wonder by those who heard this message. There was unexpected memories from Mary. She treasured up these things in her heart. And there was unexpected praise. The shepherds had no idea what was going to happen to them that night. I'm sure it was just business as usual for them. But all of a sudden, the angels appeared, and they made a special journey themselves to go and see this baby. Unexpected wonder, memories, and praise. It had all been true. They'd found the baby just as they had heard. The promised Savior had come. They began to spread this news themselves. How could they keep quiet? After all that they had seen, all that they had heard, what they had experienced, they couldn't shut up about it. They had to keep telling people about what happened. If there was nobody around, they were telling the sheep the stories. Many marveled at what they said, marveled at what the shepherds told them, that this Christ is now here. The Bible tells us that Mary treasured these things, just trying to take it all in. I'm sure when the shepherds first came and told them that an angel had appeared to them, Mary remembered back 9 months ago when an angel appeared to her. She could not just imagine how they felt, she knew how they felt. She knew the fear they experienced. She knew what it was like to hear a message from an angel, but then to see a multitude of angels proclaiming glory to God in the highest. The time had come. She had given birth to the Messiah. Tom, it should be CD track one.
To be as dark as usual. The stars seem brighter than they've been before. Deep within, I feel my soul a-stirring, as though my...
I think it started wrong. It's not in the right spot.
Can you start it over?
I think it must have started in the middle, sorry.
The skies don't seem to be as dark as usual. The stars seem brighter than they've been before. And deep within I feel my heart a-stirring, as though my hope has been restored. The shepherds say they've heard the voice of angels, confirming rumors spread across the land that a child protected well from Herod's anger is our Father's Son and the Son of Man. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here I can tell. God is in us. God is for us. God is with us, Emmanuel. He's the Savior we have been praying for. In our humble hearts he will dwell. God is in us. God is for us. God is with us, Emmanuel. I feel compelled to tell all who will listen that peace on earth is not so out of reach. If we can find grace, mercy, and forgiveness, he has come to save. He is all of these. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here I can tell. God is in us. God is for us. God is with us, Emmanuel. He's the Savior we have been praying for. In our humble hearts he will dwell. God
God with us, Emmanuel. What's unexpected for us isn't unexpected for God. God knew exactly what was going to happen. He knew all of the details of that night. He knew where Mary and Joseph would end up. He knew that the shepherds were out in the field. He knew that the shepherds would find the baby. He knew that the baby would be placed in a manger. God knew all of the details. He had it all planned out, but it was unexpected for them. How are you when the unexpected happens? Do you have the rest of your life planned out? Do you have everything organized and ready to go? Just have one question this morning. Will you listen if God asks you to change your plans? Mary and Joseph had to listen to God, and even Joseph needed a little bit more encouragement. But Mary and Joseph listened to God and followed his leading, even though there was a lot of unexpected things on the way. Will you listen if God asks you to change your plans? Have just one more song this morning, and I thought it was pretty appropriate. Joy to the World, the Lord has come. Would you stand with me, and we'll sing all three verses of this.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world.
To the world, the Lord is come. Pray you have a blessed day and a Merry Christmas. God bless. Have a great week.